Welcome to the Midweek Minisode. This is an unscripted look at what I'm loving this week, what I'm thinking about this week, what we're trying in our home, and any other quick tips, encouragement, or useful information that I can pass on to you to get you through this week a little bit better. This may or may not have anything to do with hearing loss. You will hear things about health and wellness, personal growth, spiritual growth, parenting, and everything in between. It's kind of like a bag of Chex Mix. You never know what you're going to get with this midweek minisode. I hold to the principle that variety is the spice of life for these episodes. If this sounds fun to you, then let's chat, new friend. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Raising Dev Kids midweek minisode. And this week, time management is on my mind because I'm giving a live 1 hour workshop in the Facebook group about how to take control of your time and have better time management. So that's kind of been on my mind lately. And honestly, it's been on my mind because I've been doing some serious managing of my own time at home and, you know, just evaluating how I'm spending my time and how our family is spending our time together. And, you know, what that says about us as a family is how we spend our time. And what I really realized is that how we spend our time communicates what our values are. So I kind of got this concept from reading a book. So I've been reading a personal finance book by Ramit Sethi called I Will Teach You to Be Rich. And it's like a whole system. It's about learning how to use your finances to create your rich life. It doesn't necessarily mean be like a millionaire, but how to like use your finances to create the life that you want. And you know, so there's a lot into it. So we've also been going through our finances in the past month and, you know, cutting out the subscriptions we don't need and the things we really don't need and making sure that the way we're spending our money aligns with our values and what we want to do with our family. And as I was going along, you know, with that and doing that with our finances, I realized that this 100% also applies to how we spend our time. And so Ramit in the book talks about living your rich life through your finances. And what I also realized is that we can live a time rich life as well. And a time rich life is about how you're spending your time in the day. And are you spending it poorly? Meaning, are you know, you getting overwhelmed? Are you getting anxious? Are you getting into things that are sucking your time and taking time away from, you know, what you really value and want to be spending your time on? And just like in the book for personal finances, Ramit realized that money is psychological. I actually realized that the way we spend our time is also psychological. And that's not something that I think most of us think about. Most of us just go about our day. I mean, me included until recently, just trying to stuff as much as we can into our day. And then we're getting really frustrated and overwhelmed at the end of the day when we didn't get anything done, right? Especially as moms, when we're dealing with little kids and we're like, I got nothing done today, but you did. Like in reality, you got a lot done. And I realized that, you know, what is the difference between living like a time poor life and a time rich life? And the difference is when you're living a time rich life, you're still spending the hours, but you don't mind spending those hours because you're spending the hours on things that you like to do or want to be doing or on things that align with your personal values or your family's values and missions. And, you know, what you're doing in your day and how you're spending your time does communicate a lot about what your values are. You know, if you're spending lots of time on social media, that communicates to people and to your family members that you value that time on social media. You know, if you're spending time or wasting time trying to come up with a plan at the last minute when you should just be executing that plan. You know, what you're communicating is that you don't value, planning, and you don't really value, the time that you have in the day. And so what I've been really thinking about is how to be a better steward of my time, and also how we can spend our time and our family in a way that really relates to our values and our mission for our family. Like, what do we want, to accomplish with our kids? And, I realize that that comes down to a few things, and that really the difference between living time poor and time rich is, when people say they have an abundance of time, it's because they are spending the time on the things that they love to do. And so they feel like that time is abundant, that you have so much time. Think about your perfect day. Okay, if you've ever had your perfect day or close to it, or you've ever had a really, really good day, think back to that day. You spent the same 24 hours, but you were so happy, so calm, and so peaceful, I'm sure, because you were spending the day and the time exactly how you wanted to spend it. Whereas think about a day when you are caught up in things like sucking the time out of your day, or you're having a really hard day with the kids, and you think about at the end of the day, you're frustrated and overwhelmed and anxious. And that's because you didn't spend your day in alignment with your values and your mission for your family. And so, what I want to encourage you to do is to go through your day and your week and really think about all of your actions that you're taking and saying, is the way that I'm spending my time, the actions that I'm taking in my day, is that really reflecting the values that I hold and the values, that we hold as a family and our mission as a family? If you don't know what your values and mission are as a family, now is a great down time to sit down with your spouse, and even with your kids if they're old enough or you just want them involved, and write down a list. Write down a list about what your family values. Write down a list about what, your family's mission is. What do you want to accomplish in the 18 to 19 years before your kids move out of the house? What do you want to teach them? And it's going to be different for every family. And I'm not asking you to teach them all the things or do all the things, because we can't. And to do this, you're going to have to let go of doing all the things to give space to doing only the intentional things that really align with your values and your mission. For example, my husband and I value intentional time and a slower, unhurried life. And we want to show our kids how to live contently without having to be doing a million activities, and to just live a simple and quiet life and be content with that. And so the way that we have done this is that we don't, at this point, do activities with our kids. Like, we don't enroll our kids in a ton of activities. If every now and then, if there's something that they want to do or an interest they have, we might consider it. But right now, my kids are really young too. This might change as they get into like preteen and teenage years and like actually want to do stuff. But, for right now, we want to give our kids an unhurried life. And we want to show them what an unhurried, intentional life means, because the world is going to teach them how to hurry. And the world is going to teach them anxiety and overwhelm, and we want to teach them how to fight back on that, basically. And so we don't overschedule our time. So the way we spend our time that reflects this value is that we don't sign our kids up for lots of activities to do. And we build in a ton of free play at home, and a ton of playing together as siblings, and also playing individually. And we really value teaching our kids how to play independently and also play imaginatively and problem solve within that. Okay, and that's how we spend our time during the day. And so the way we spend our time, the way our kids play and spend their time playing in an unstructured way for the most part, aligns with the value that we're trying to teach our kids. So that's kind of what I'm talking about, is I am asking you to become more aware of how you're spending your time and cut out the things that are not serving you and your family, and to put in the things that really align with your values and, how you want your family to be run. And I want you to email me about this or come into the Facebook group and post about this and let me know if this episode changed the way that you thought about how you spent your time. And also let me know if you did an audit of your time and you started living your life like it aligns with your values and goals. And let me know how that's going for you. And let me know if that's giving you more peace and more calm. And if not, I would love to work with you in the Facebook group and help you figure it out, because I think this is such an important concept that no one is thinking about or talking about right now. But the way you spend your time really matters, and the way that you spend your time tells people what you value. And if you want help auditing your day, then you should definitely come to the Take Control of Your Time 1 hour live workshop that's being held in the Facebook group. So it's for everybody who's in the Facebook group. Facebook.com/raisingdeafkids. Sorry, Facebook.com/group/raisingdeafkids. The link is going to be in the show notes. And the workshop is on April 30th, and come to that workshop because we are actually going to talk a lot about, this concept of time and how to maximize your time and how to identify time suckers in your day and get out. And we're also together on during the workshop going to go through and audit one day of your week together, so that we can do this, together in case it's overwhelming for you, and I can walk you through that process. Because honestly, in this part of 2024, this part of the year, we're going into summer soon. The schedule might be a little all over the place. Now is the time for you to really dig into your schedule, dig into your time management, how you're spending your time, how your family's spending their time, and seeing if it really aligns and matches up with the goals and values that you want for your family. I would love to continue talking with you about this, and make sure you join the group so that you can be a part of the workshop. All right, I will see you in the group.